Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So, as I mentioned yesterday, we are closing in, not closing in, but we are approaching Valentine's Day. We're getting closer and closer. It's a hop, skip, and a jump away, and every day we'll say that because it's close. And the closer we get to Valentine's Day, the more we want to think about how nice it is to show love to our friends.
Let's just start the story.
And our family. Okay. But before we get started, we need to give our patron a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. We got to say thank you and howdy do to our friends who have supported us and help us get these stories out. And do you remember their names for today?
Julian and Kaylee. Uh-huh. And my mom, Jessica.
That's right. Julian and Kaylee. Hi, friends. And to your mom, Jessica. Hi. Thank you so much for your support. We hope that you like this story. It's full of great love. So today's story is The Berenstain Bears Valentine Party by Jan and Mike Berenstain. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Pleepla.
Pleepla.
Pleepla. Pleepla the Pokemon.
Pleepla the Pokemon. So here we...
Pleepla the Earth Pokemon.
Ooh. See, guys, it's so much fun with us. So we hope you enjoy your story. Here we go. Oh, and by the way, friends, this is a fun, super fun story. I'll post some pictures of it on my Instagram. And it shows there's flaps that you can open and see what's behind them. So here we go. It is Valentine's Day at the Bear Country School. The students are coming in the big front door. Who do we see coming in the big front door?
Bella.
That's right. They will have Valentine parties in their classroom, and some of them have Valentines in their backpacks. Who has a Valentine in her backpack? Sister Bear. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sister is in Teacher Jane's class. Teacher Jane has a special Valentine's Day treat for her students. There are Valentine's Day surprises hidden around her classroom. What are they? Woo! In the bookshelf, there is a book that says, I love all my little readers. And then on her desk, there is a big bouquet of flowers that says, have a bloomin' happy Valentine's Day. And I like that it says, I love all my little readers because I love all my little listeners. Okay, the cubs look around the classroom. Look, says Sister. I found a Valentine behind the globe. And do you know what the globe is? Do you know what the world, right? The earth. Mm-hmm. And behind it, there is a Valentine. And it says, to a class with a big heart, happy Valentine's Day. Look, says Lizzie. I found a Valentine behind the hamster cage. Because do you know at their school they have a hamster? Some schools have pets in their rooms. And if you look behind the hamster, there it is. Two creatures, great and small. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Wow, that's amazing. Let's see. If we turn the page. Oh, look. Now it's time for the class Valentine party. Some of the cubs have Valentines inside their lockers. Now, did you know that in some schools that you go to, instead of having a desk, you will have a locker and you can put things in it and it's yours, only yours. You're the only person who gets to use it. And in this boy's locker, we see all of his Valentines. And then some of the cubs have Valentines inside their desks. Mm-hmm.
So this boy.
Yeah, like this boy. He has a whole bunch of them. And some people have a desk that's assigned to them that it's just their desk and they can put things in their desk. And some kids sit at tables and they just share the table and everybody can sit at the table, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Most of the Valentines are very nice.
Here, sister,
says Lizzie.
This Valentine is for you.
And if we open it, what does it say? It says, roses are red, violets are blue. I'm so lucky to have a friend like you.
I have a Valentine for you too, Lizzie,
says sister. And it says, daffodils are yellow, cherry blossoms, pink. There couldn't be two better friends than you and me, I think. I love that. It's fun to make up rhymes for your friends on a Valentine to tell them how much you love them. But some of the Valentines are not so nice.
Here, sister, says Barry. I got this special Valentine for you.
And it says, oranges are orange, watermelons green. Here's the funniest picture I have ever seen. And it has a picture of Sister Bear on it. That was mean!
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that, Barry, sir. I think that you should reevaluate your opinions.
Thanks a lot, Barry,
says Sister.
It just so happens I have a special Valentine for you, too.
Gee, thanks, Sister, says Barry. I didn't know you cared.
And it says, Panda Bear is black and white. Grizzly Bear is brown.
I wish they would both chase you out of town. Goodness gracious. Now, does that show love?
No.
Does that show kindness?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't think I like that one either. But you know what I think? I think I can see from their faces, if we look at their faces, that maybe they're kind of teasing each other a little bit. Maybe they truly don't mean such mean things, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
I think there are other ways to communicate that besides sending not so nice Valentines. But let's leave that one for another day. Okay. But the best Valentine of all is one that the whole class gives to Teacher Jane. And it says, to Teacher Jane, we love our teachers at Bear Country School, but you're our favorite. Why? Because you're cool. And you know, that's a really kind thing to say to someone and a really nice way to celebrate Valentine's Day. To tell someone that you care about them and that you feel like they're special.
Mm.
Yep, and that is how we communicate love on Valentine's Day. And I think that the kids did a good job of doing that with their teacher. And I think that Sister and Barry should really think about kinder ways to communicate. If we communicate love and kindness, then love and kindness is what we will get back. We shouldn't say mean things to each other. That does not bless our friends. But it is kind of silly to think about the fun things that you could write if you can find a fun, silly thing to say. Don't you think? Yeah, I think they're trying to be silly, but they're not doing it very well. But you know what, though? Silly Valentines are fine, too. Yeah. Okay. And that, my friends, is... Say it with me now.
The end.
The end.